As we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show, we say hello to Lisa Lanier and a full docket for her here today. Hello, Lisa. How you doing?
Hey, I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Well, doing well. Thank you. I'll tell you this. This is not, you're not even aware of this. See if you've ever heard of anything like it. There is a trial going on. Rapper Young Thug is on trial in Atlanta. Biggie, you're a fan of Young Thug? My son sure is.
I know Young Thug. Not a giant fan.
All right. My son likes a lot of Young Dolphs, a lot of Youngs and a lot of Lils. Those are his favorite. Well, anyway, he's on trial in Atlanta, accused of helping found a violent street gang. And as jury selection was going on, the judge has punished a woman because she took a vacation to the Dominican Republic instead of showing up for jury selection.
Yeah.
So now, a week later, she's in the courtroom, and the judge gave her an interesting punishment. I wonder if Lisa has ever heard of anything like this. This is the judge talking to her now.
Contempt is punishable easily by a fine of $1,000 and or 20 days in jail. Madam, did you attend college?
Yes.
You have a four-year degree?
Yes.
What I think I'm going to do is, in order for you to satisfy your contempt, I'm going to commute the 20 days and require you to write a 30-page paper on the importance of jury service. You'll have to do APA style. You're going to have to use at least 10 primary sources, 10 secondary sources. I am going to give you a date 3 weeks hence that paper needs to be submitted to me electronically.
Biggie, a comment?
Jail.
I'll take the jail.
30 pages?
I mean, 30. That's a thesis.
Sources?
I've never written a 30-page anything.
No, me neither.
Uh-uh.
I mean, the most I've written, maybe 10. Maybe. In college.
I mean, I'd be like, jail, or I'll pay the $1,000. Jail if I can be... Jail if I'm with Young Thug.
Jail's one day shorter and she gets to watch TV and rest.
Good Lord. When he said 30 pages, what?
Oh,
have you ever heard of anything like this? Lisa, can this stick? Could she do this?
Well, you know, judges have wide latitude and discretion when it comes to contempt. And so, you know, like he said, traditionally it's jail time or a fine. But there are some creative ones that judges have come up with. This one's pretty out there. It sounds like, I don't know, it just sounds like he's, you know, a little weird. But
Yeah. Pretty angry that she didn't show up. Now, she was in the wrong for going on a vacation to the Dominican Republic instead of showing up for jury duty, but a 30-page paper.
What would happen, Lisa, if you were legitimately had planned, let's say 6 months in advance, you planned your trip to the Dominican, and then you get a jury notice a month ahead.
Yeah, and you've spent thousands of dollars already.
Right. What do you do?
What happens?
What she should have done would be there's a number on the little notice that you can call and you can talk to somebody, and they'll usually bump you to a later time. If you say, I'm actually going to be out of the country at that time, they'll bump you to a later date. And if she had done that, she wouldn't have had any of those problems.
And there you are. Okay.
But it depends on the judge.
Does it depend? Who makes that decision?
I've seen people go up to judges and say, I start a vacation day after tomorrow, or I have this meeting that I've got to be at for my company, and I own the company.
Yeah.
And they'll say, that's fine. Here's the date. And they give you a date.
Yeah.
And you come back on this date, and you'll serve on a different jury.
You're excused that day of a
week or two later.
You've done a lot of jury duty, Dave.
Lots of jury duty.
Yes, he has.
I'll tell you this, too, about this trial.
Yeah.
You want to impress your son.
Yeah.
Ask him where he stands on snitching.
Mm-hmm.
Because this trial is big on snitching.
Well, I know how he stands on it because he often says to me, snitches get stitches. Mm-hmm. He has said
that. I bet one of his favorite rappers, another guy named Gunna.
Mm-hmm. He's a Gunna guy.
Gunna got out of jail for possibly snitching on Young Thug. They were in the...
Uh-oh.
See, they're all in a RICO trial where it's all gangs and serious stuff, and they only seem to want Young Thug and his. They arrested like 30 guys. Well, a lot of them seem to be turning
on Young Thug.
They're saying, "We'll get you out of jail right now. You'll never see a day in prison if." And Gunna took like an Alford plea too, and claims he won't snitch. This is big in the hip hop community.
Yeah.
So you need to. You can impress your son with.
Well, I will.
The snitching.
You know what?
Yeah.
Ask him to write a 30-page paper.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
On snitching.
About snitching.
Lisa, I'll bet my son hasn't written 30 pages all told.
In his high school career?
In his whole high school career. Exactly.
I wonder if this judge will read it or just take it and wad it up and
just
throw it away.
Count the pages?
Oh, it sounds like he's going to check the citations and, you know, the sources. And he sounds like he's... She needs to take the jail time. This isn't going to end well.
He said, what, 20 sources?
Yeah.
How many sources are there about jury duty?
About jury duty. I was going to say, how can you write 30 pages about I need to go to jury duty? I mean, man, that's incredible.
Now, Lisa's a younger woman than I, but I remember back in the old days, if you had an assignment like that, all you do is go to the library and get out the World Book Encyclopedia, and you were done.
God, I'll tell you this.
Got me through high school.
I was so dumb. One time I had to write a report on Spain. It was given to us in Spanish class. We had to go write a report on Spain. And I went to the library to get the World Book. And they had an old, outdated set. So when I went to the S, I was talking all about the king of King Franco.
And that's Generalissimo Franco.
Yes. And I turned in the paper and everything, and she came back, and she looked at me after the paper was read and everything. She gave me the grade back. She,
está muerto.
She's like, he'd been dead 10 years.
It's the Batistas, you know, now.
It was Juan Carlos.
Was it Juan Carlos?
And she goes, you didn't read about Juan Carlos? And I said, I did not. What are you supposed to do?
And by the way, Madrid's the capital now.
What are you supposed to do? It's Barcelona when my world came up, okay? And she comes out and says, hey, Franco's been dead 10 years. I said, well, somebody better tell the library down here. I mean, what are you supposed to do with no internet and you're a kid and your dad drops you off for 2 hours?
You got to trust the encyclopedias.
Exactly. That's all you had.
Well, they had a new set and an old set, and somebody already had the S from the new set.
You're doing a report on sharks.
Yeah, you're doing a report on sharks. Exactly. And so I go to the 1972 version or whatever, and there's King Franco, and she said, I'm so disappointed in you. And I said, well, what do you want me to do? You know, what am I, you know, we're not
okay.
Made of-
Por favor.
Essay.
She said, Señor Cristobal, está muerto. I don't know.
It's interesting that judge asked if she went to college. I wonder if she'd have said, no, I didn't attend college. Yeah. If that would have given her a different punishment.
Avenue. I know. Strange.
Yeah, she should have lied.
She should have. She should have just lied to her.
She didn't know.
I guess not. My goodness. Let's get to a case, Lisa, that we've talked about before, and there's been a major. It's over now. But there has been a major twist in this case. GEICO is now off the hook after one of the strangest auto insurance claims the company has ever received. Last year, a court ordered GEICO to pay $5.2 million to a woman who claims she got a sexually transmitted disease during a romantic encounter inside a car insured by GEICO. Well, this was in Missouri. And it went all the way to the state Supreme Court. And Lisa, how did they find?
Well, it's interesting because it's not quite over. What happened was the Supreme Court of Missouri ruled that GEICO should have been allowed to intervene earlier in the case. Mm-hmm. Apparently, this went before an arbitration panel without GEICO participating. And so they did not win on the question of, is sex in the car considered use of a motor vehicle under the policy? Mm-hmm. They didn't win on that, but they won on the fact that they weren't allowed to intervene. So what happens is it's remanded back down to the lower court for further proceeding. So there'll be another trial or arbitration.
Wow.
It's not over.
It's still not over?
Not over.
Do you think there's any way they'll wind up saying, yes, GEICO insures this car, you had sex in the car, so you should be covered under their insurance policy? Is there
apparently,
any way...
Well, apparently Missouri has a very broad definition of use of a motor vehicle, and that question was not even put to their Supreme Court. So that's not even the question. The question is just procedural that GEICO wasn't allowed to intervene. So the $5.2 million verdict has been set aside for a neutral.
Well,
I'm stunned.
I am too. And Chris Dibbs stunned to the point that he was just doing the finger in hole motion.
Don't put it in there.
Sorry.
The use of a motor vehicle.
The motor vehicle.
Let the courtroom sketch artist do that.
If Chris
Dibbs. Let the record show the attorney is making the finger in the hole gesture. The plaintiff.
Sir, did you go to college? You've got a 4-year degree. You can't do that.
You know what this is?
Yeah, I'm over 8 years old. I know what it is.
Write a 30-page report on that. Can't. Okay, so it's still not over. I thought the Supreme Court had decided. No, it goes back down to a lower court.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
And the likelihood of a $5.2 million verdict again is slim.
No way. I can't believe they even did that in the first place. Don't you know that woman, though, is just like praying for the Supreme Court to be on her side? She gets $5.5 million out of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is incredible. Another interesting case, so this is from Indianapolis. The owner of a restaurant called Jordan's Fish and Chicken.
I know.
He's trying to make it clear that his restaurant is not the one that the county public health department is trying to close down or has closed down. There have been photos online of and viewed hundreds of times of bad food sitting on the floor, workers not wearing shoes, stepping over food.
Where's that happening?
This is happening at a different restaurant. They have a mouse running across the floor. It's happening at a different restaurant.
Gordon's Fish and Chicken?
No. Jordan's. Yeah. It's called Jordan's Fish and Chicken Corporation with the word chicken misspelled. There's no C in chicken. So it's a completely different restaurant, but it has almost the identical name. So the owner of the original Jordan's Fish and Chicken is saying, how can this be? You know, why is this happening? He's got Jordan Fish Chicken and Sandwiches at the corner of 42nd Street and Post Road. And he's now losing business because, of course, people think it's his
associated
restaurant.
Yeah.
So what can he do, Lisa? Can he get any kind of restitution from the other restaurant?
Yeah, so this is in Indiana. This is apparently Jordan's, the original Jordan, spelled correctly, is apparently sort of like a regional chain, and they have several locations. But it sounds like they never trademark their name, Jordan's Fish and Chicken. So they're having a little bit of a problem, I think, with enforcing anything because they didn't trademark it. But there are some other legal claims that they have, some deceptive business practice type claims, and they're apparently trying to do that now. But it's just a little bit more difficult since they didn't trademark the name. But I think they'll succeed. This copycat restaurant just had the one, and the video is terrible with the rat and the and the food sitting on the floor,
bare feet.
Imagine the balls.
Bare feet.
Of Jordan too, saying we're just going to spell chicken C-H-I-K-E-N.
But because they didn't copyright or trademark their name, it's not illegal for them to do that.
It's not as easy for them to stop a copycat. That's right.
Okay.
But I wonder how many people that open new businesses they even think about trademarking the name of something that. I mean, who wants to copy a name like that?
Well, I agree, but once you have a chain, don't you think
once you get two links in your chain, I guess you should do that.
And surely a lawyer would say to you, you better copyright this right now, or trademark this name.
I guess.
But you're right. And I'm sure there's expense to trademarking a name. But
that's what I would think. That's the drawback.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure this show's trademarked.
This show right here, you better believe it. You think...
As we enter our 25th year.
Wait a minute.
Say nothing, but I don't see no TM or R.
I don't either.
Hold everything.
If you look at an NFL helmet, if you look at an NFL logo, there's always the little TM next to it.
Look at Kelly's logo on his sweatshirt. There's a registry mark on it.
There is right there. Look at that. There's a little
right under the NC. Right
they show it on the news at night when they do sports stories. They all have the little R.
You're right. Little trademark.
Yeah. Carolina, Georgia, Texas, all of them.
Wait a minute. Are you saying if somebody came along as two guys named Chris, like K-R-I-S, we'd be...
We have no recourse.
We have no recourse there.
You better get right on that. Yeah.
And you'd probably go right over to them, Lisa.
I was waiting for somebody to come do this.
Wait a minute. And then you'd get a call from Buggy.
Yeah.
Awful. It'd be terrible.
It looks like we have a trademark, but if you zoom in, it's actually just an outline of a junk.
Draw that. Goat boy, draw that.
Yeah.
Back of there, a finger. Yeah. Give me the finger.
I'll show them.
Or that little, fingering hole. Disgusting. Interesting case here from Hollywood. A couple of fans of actress Ana de Armas are suing Universal Studios. Apparently, there is a movie she is in, or rather, there's a movie called Yesterday, a rom-com from 2019. Is that the Beatles movie that you saw? Is that called Yesterday?
It is called Yesterday, but was that 2019?
There's a movie from 2019 called Yesterday, and Ana de Armas is in the trailer for the movie, and at least a few fans are upset because she was not actually in the movie. Everything they shot, I guess, went away, and they didn't use her, and so they are arguing now, at least a few fans are arguing, hey, we went to see this movie because Ana de Armas is in it, and we're fans of her. And she wasn't in it, and apparently the lawsuit is moving forward. Is it some sort of class action lawsuit? How does this work, Lisa?
Yeah, so I don't think they filed it as a class action. It could potentially, I suppose, turn into one because they filed it, and then immediately Universal Studios filed a motion to dismiss and said, no, this is First Amendment. You can't come after us for what we say in these trailers. And the judge has disagreed with Universal and has allowed the case to go forward, meaning that the judge believes they have a plausible argument under the law.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the judge said is this is commercial speech and that it's subject to the normal sort of consumer protections against misleading advertising. And so the judge was very careful to say that they're trying to make this a very limited ruling. In other words, like you, so that people can't later say, well, that trailer made it look funny and it wasn't funny. You know, it's,
oh,
not,
yeah,
it's not that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's an overt misrepresentation about an actor being in the movie, and it's limited to that situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is misleading.
I looked it up. Yeah. She's in the movie. She's in the cast,
yeah,
according to IMDb. She plays a character named Roxanne, mm-hmm, but it was deleted. Her scene was deleted.
The one scene's, yeah, deleted. But that happens in movies. But, yeah, they did use, yeah, her in the trailer. You know,
I guess.
You know,
and it is the Beatles movie.
Okay. The classic example was, and Chris Tim and I know this, from 1996, Twister, the preview showed a cow flying through the air and landing on the windshield of a truck.
Boom.
Because of, that was like the ending of the trailer. It came, mm-hmm, in, boom, screen goes black.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the darn thing in the movie. I didn't see, mm-hmm, that scene in the movie. And
they,
I
did have flying cows.
They did.
But not landing on the windshield.
Scene. I didn't see it land on the windshield. And I was ranting and raving on the
did
way
you go talk to the manager?
You better believe I did. I said, I want the money back.
The projectionist.
Right. I said, I want something done.
I want to see a cow smash into a windshield. Sir,
what kind, sick, of monster are you? But it wasn't in there, and I complained.
But as long as the movie company held up its end of her contract, I mean, then they're good to go, right? I mean, she got paid.
Yeah, but
she,
this, she is, got about, her, this, yeah, is about, this is about,
yeah, and the director and the producer said that she gave a wonderful performance, but that when it came down, yeah, to it, they actually felt like it was a distraction,
mm-hmm,
in part because it was so good from sort of the main theme of the movie, so they cut it.
Huh?
She was too sexy, too good.
She's too good.
Too sexy.
But
show,
but,
yeah,
but whether they paid her or anything, that it's not about that. It's about misleading the
marketing.
Yeah, these fans that came to see it because of that,
right,
were pissed.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But they can't get too much back.
But
I mean,
big deal. For, right, but big deal, right? Like, get over it. Right.
Right. Yeah, what are they going to get back? The price of the movie ticket?
That's, it's like people, right, listening to this show next week, and Biggie's not here.
That's right. He'll be in all the previews. Mm-hmm. He'll be in, yeah, all the teases.
Yeah. But it's BB show.
He won't be here.
You'll hear my voice, but I ain't here.
That's true. You'll hear him, but he ain't here. That's exactly
but
right.
But there's no case because it's free.
That's right. What are you getting out of this? That's, mm-hmm, right.